I'm here on a busy road in Birmingham where there are cars and buses that are going past. This really resembles our everyday life, people walking on the streets, people crossing the roads. I'm here with a nursery school in front of me and a school to the left of me. And I've come down to talk to Nick Lloyd, who is the road safety manager of Rosper.
A key part of my job is to give information to drivers, parents, anybody who uses the road on what they can do to keep themselves and everybody else safe whilst they're using West Midlands roads.
Thank you. And I'd just like to ask you about what you think about child safety in the West Midlands, what parents can do or schools can do, what tips can you give them?
First of all, Audrey, I think road safety is absolutely fundamental. Potentially, as a young adult, 17 to 24, being killed on the road is the leading cause of death. So it's something that is extremely important to young people. But it's also very important for young children. If they're going to be tomorrow's road users, it's vital that we give them not only the right skills so they can keep themselves safe now, but they've got a good attitude that they can, if you like, put into practice when they do start to drive and cycle on our roads.
The Royal Society of Prevention of Accidents had a conference last week, and could you update us on anything new that has come from that?
Okay, yeah, what we launched at our conference, it was a document that we wrote for Public Health England, and the document is aimed at trying to explain to teachers and head teachers and governors why is road safety important. And very importantly, the document then goes on to say what can they do as a school community to help to give their pupils life-saving skills.
Can you help us with some advice for the Easter holidays, how to again keep our children safe?
Okay, first tip would be just remember to set a good example. Children, especially younger children, look up to, you know, parents, grandparents and so on. And if they see you doing good practice, for example, using your seatbelt or not using a mobile phone whilst driving, it is illegal. So if they see you setting a good example, they will copy. Equally, if they see you and they're travelling in the car as a passenger, if they see you getting agitated, annoyed, they will think that's the norm, and that is something that they will copy later on in life. So set a good example. And finally, I would say, as a driver, it's really important. If you actually see a child, what's that child going to do? Try and anticipate, plan ahead. If you're driving down a residential area, park cars either side, you see a ball that runs out into the street. Think, actually, is there a child that's going to be following that ball? Because it's no good afterwards, once you've hit the child, saying, well, actually, the child just ran out. Yes, the child did run out, but, you know, what could we have done to have stopped that happening? Because we were talking, weren't we, earlier on, and you were quite keen to talk about the after effects of an accident and how it would affect a child. You know, and whether the child is injured or not, if they do see a nasty crash, nasty accident, that will affect them mentally for a long time, and maybe the whole of their life. So it's really important that we do everything that we can as road users and as responsible adults to keep our roads as safe as possible, not just at Easter, but always